Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we live and travel full-time in our RV.
That's right.
We get asked all the time, how long are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Recently, we were in a campground and we were sitting around with some people and some guy looked at me and said, so how long you gonna do this? You know, it's like, well, is this a bad thing?
Yeah.
Do you have a house you want to sell me? I mean, are you judging me?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we get asked that all the time.
Now,
we've been on the road for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And pretty soon it's going to be 3 years.
Yeah.
And is there an end in sight? Well, we talk about this all the time. Well, sometimes on a bad day, it's like, yeah, let's just get a house and the heck with this.
Yeah.
You know? But for the most part, we have not found the place where we really would like to settle down and live.
Right. We're not sure yet. We still have more places to explore.
And we have seen a lot of great places. You know, you go to one place and you go, oh my gosh, I could live here. This would be perfect. And then the next week you go somewhere else and you, oh, I could live here.
Yes, I know.
You know how it is.
I know. Well, we have some friends that were doing this full time and they came to a town and just unexpectedly the next day, they bought something.
Right. They found something, a place where they wanted to live.
Yeah.
And they had no clue that they were going to do this.
Yeah.
But they both just kind of spur of the moment.
Fell in love with the town.
And decided.
Found a place.
We're going to buy a place.
Yeah. And they still travel. Right. They still do this part time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we decided we would come up with the 5 reasons why we decide to continue to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a decision that we made yesterday or the day before.
No, we talk about it a lot.
Yeah, but these are 5 good reasons why we want to do this. But before we get to number 5, I just want to mention, coming up, we're going to be talking about a personal appearance we're going to be making.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can join us as well at the Music Box Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's selling fast.
It is.
It's going to sell out.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd mention that. We'll give you all the details coming up a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with number 5.
All right. Reason number 5,
why we want to continue to do this.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 is the scenery and the location changes regularly.
And that is a nice thing.
I love that. I love having different views out the windows all the time.
It's incredible.
It is.
You know, you talk about our front windshield. It's a picture window.
I know. I mean, you could be on the beach one week, the mountains the next.
Yep.
You know, the forest another time. You know, anywhere. The city. I love that.
And you never know what you're going to see out the window.
Yep.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Now, we've been all over, but we still have some amazing places to go and see. We've been to every state except Alaska. Now, we were in Hawaii after we first met, but we've stayed overnight in 38 states, and we still have in the lower 48, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Kansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Vermont, Delaware, North Dakota, and Maryland, and of course, Alaska.
Yeah, now we've driven through a lot, but we want to stay overnight.
Right.
That's what counts.
Yeah, spend some time in those areas.
Yeah.
And we will.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pick up North Dakota on this next leg that we're planning. And that's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been there. I think you were at Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Mm-hmm, with Mackenzie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't been there yet. So
it's amazing.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited to take you there.
So, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's reason number five. What's number four?
Oh, we meet so many people from all walks of life and from all over the country.
We sure do.
We've made so many friends.
We have some great friends.
I've never knew that I could have so many friends. It's really, really cool.
I know. But it is fun. You know, like Jeff and Steph.
Yes.
From Jeff and Steph's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
And their two dogs.
Yeah, we talk a lot.
Cole,
they're in Oregon right now.
And Ziggy. Jim and Melinda Mantel.
Yep.
Of course, we knew them before we started this.
Yes.
But it's always good to catch up with them. And speaking of catching up with them, they have had a couple of things happen that, oh my gosh, are unbelievable.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Well, how come nothing ever happens to us?
Well, because we're really careful.
Oh, is that what it is?
No. It's really funny because you talk to Jim, and Jim, how things, oh, fine, everything's going great. Yeah, there hasn't been anything unusual, and Melinda will go, I disagree.
Yeah.
So
they're so funny.
You know, they're going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Which is really a cool idea. You know, kind of taking a break from the RV.
Yeah.
They're
going
to go to Bermuda. I think they're going from New Jersey to Bermuda.
You know, I just read a story that a cruise ship went from New Jersey to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
200 people got the norovirus.
Oh, no.
With explosive diarrhea.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So let's hope that Jim and Melinda will be okay.
Oh, my God. Explosive diarrhea?
Yeah.
That means people sitting at dinner. Oh, my.
Or wherever.
Oh,
my. I mean, that, I guess, you know, you get, when you got to go, you got to go.
Oh, explosive is a bad term.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, they're good friends of ours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. What would you say reason number three is?
Number three is less stress.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Less hustle and bustle of a city.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't have to worry about your neighbors.
Right.
You know, some people worry about their neighbors.
Oh, they have crummy neighbors and they can't do anything about it because they live in a house or a condo or an apartment.
Right.
And they're stuck, you know.
And we usually meet really good people. Every once in a while, you get a dud.
Yeah.
And you know what? You just drive away.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Yep.
You're not tied to a schedule.
Right.
I mean, we really don't have a schedule. We'll have a schedule of, okay, we have to leave on this day after spending 2 weeks here or whatever, but it's no big deal.
And I know a lot of people, they make their reservations like months in advance, months and months. But for me, I don't do that. I just, you know, maybe a month ahead of time or 2 weeks. And that way, you know,
we've been pretty lucky.
Just go. Yeah. Usually, there's usually places to stay.
But you can go wherever you want and when you want and be in no rush.
Yes.
You know, it's always rush, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry.
I know.
I mean, cars go whizzing by. It's like, what are you in a hurry for?
Yeah.
Can't wait to get to work.
I know. But, you know, here's another thing. You know, when you live in a house or somewhere, you got to hire a moving company when you want to move, you know, and you got to do all that stressful stuff, do all that work. But with this, you just put the awning in, unhook the electricity and go.
Yep, that's true.
You know, you got all your stuff with you. I love that.
And there's another good part of this. You know, we don't fly. You don't have to go to the airport and go through security or deal with the crowded logistics of the airports. And look at all the people who are getting in fights on airplanes.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? Another thing, too, though, flying is so expensive today.
Oh, man.
Like compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just went to Los Angeles to visit Mackenzie and, oh, man.
Any fight break out on the plane?
No, it was pretty quiet.
Well,
darn it.
Good.
I wanted to see some action, you know.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? You hear all about this other stuff.
Oh, my God. And there are people that, you know, they try to open the emergency doors.
Oh, my gosh.
What is wrong with people?
People are out of their minds.
Don't have to worry about that in the RV.
Yeah.
So, all right. What is our next good reason to continue to do this?
Number four. This is a really good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Cost.
Oh, yes. You know, recently I sat down and I started to compare costs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all sorts of fuel costs and things like that, but, you know, we can control those. Mm-hmm. We have saved over $22,000 in property taxes.
Wow.
we have saved over $6,000 in HOA dues.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no landscaping money spent, no electric or gas bill.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we buy propane and diesel and gasoline for the RV and the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
The total that we pay for insurance on our RV and car is considerably lower than the amount we paid for the home and the autos.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were paying about $2,600, $2,700 a year. We're now around $1,800.
That's fantastic.
We don't have to pay for satellite or internet.
Mm-hmm.
We use the internet via our phones, and we have a hotspot. So our phone bill is about $60 more per month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more enjoyable.
Yeah, that's not too bad. $60 yeah. more, you know.
And remember when you had the satellite for television?
Yes, DirecTV or whatever.
And it kept going up.
Yeah.
You know, it just kept increasing.
Gosh.
So we cut the cable.
And then speaking of that, when we sold the house and moved, they would not stop calling and saying, we'll give you a great deal. We'll give you great. It's like, no, we don't have a house anymore. Leave me alone.
I know. A lot of people have those dishes on their RVs.
Yeah.
But I'd rather stream it off the internet.
Right. We weren't ready for that at the time. We just knew that we didn't really need TV. We were going to be doing this.
Right.
And they just would not stop hounding us. And it's like, we don't have a house anymore. Please stop calling
me. Yeah, exactly. We also don't pay for water and sewer. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have camp fees and things like that. Maintenance, too.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have less expenses because, you know, we have fewer costs related to buying things related to possessions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because, you know, when I go shopping, just for the heck of it, I'll go look around at Home Goods or all these stores, and I can't buy anything. If I had a house, I'd probably be buying stuff all the time.
Well, in a house, you have furniture.
Yeah.
You have cabinets filled with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of clothes,
yeah.
Shoes, garage stuff.
Yeah.
Garages filled with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have any of that.
No, we don't.
Which is really kind of nice.
You missed it for a long time.
But, oh, I did, yeah.
You know, but yeah. I think you're over that now.
You know, the cost of a house is much more now. Are they worth it? Now, you and I don't think so. And as those houses...
Gosh, yeah.
As those houses increase in value, so do property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've talked to a couple of economic experts, and they're saying, man, the taxes are going to continue to go up.
Yes.
However, a house in most cases will hold its value more than an RV.
Mm-hmm.
But the popularity of RVing has increased prices. Our RV is a 2022. A 2023, just like ours, and nothing really new about it, maybe a few things, is priced almost $80,000 higher.
Higher than what we paid or higher than the sticker on this?
Well, higher than what we paid.
Wow.
Yeah. Our resale value right now is higher than what we bought it for.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the market conditions, supply and demand. And here's another thought. The cost of one night in a hotel is equal to an entire three-day weekend in a campground, maybe four.
Yep, I believe that.
So that's why a lot of people do this.
Yeah, even the hotels have gone up.
Mm-hmm. Eating in an RV is much cheaper than eating in restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Now, there are some great restaurants out there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, how many times have we gone to a restaurant and been disappointed?
Yeah.
Maybe by the service.
A lot.
Maybe by the food wasn't right,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And
yeah.
Was it worth it?
No.
It is fun to go out and treat yourself nice.
Yeah, that's fun once in a while, but...
It's also great to be able to stay home and cook that amazing meal.
Yep.
And...
Sit out at the campfire.
Exactly.
You know, if it's a nice night, you just sit outside and mm-hmm. enjoy that.
Yep.
It's like...
And then when you're ready, you just go to bed.
You just go inside and go to bed.
You don't have to drive home from anywhere.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to be careful about, well, I better not have another glass of wine.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's peanut butter cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, let's get to the fifth and what I would consider the most important reason that we continue to do this.
Yeah, number five, we love it.
We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like the new experiences. It's fun for us.
Yeah.
Lots of great memories. We're very active.
Yep.
You know, we're not sitting around.
Yeah.
I think that is it more than anything.
It is.
It's a very enjoyable experience, at least for us.
Yes.
You know, not everybody likes doing this.
Mm-mm.
It's not everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
Or as they say in Ocean's 11, it's not everyone's type of vodka.
Oh.
So, but for us, it works.
Yeah, it does.
We can travel around and see our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We can see our daughter.
Yep.
And our daughter's going to move.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll have another location to go
yes.
see her at.
Yep.
No more driving into California.
Yeah, I was going to say no more Los Angeles. Oh, darn it.
Are you going to miss that?
I am. I love Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, you know, the beaches part, the beach towns. I love that.
Yeah.
So fun.
So you're going to have some new adventures.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So right now we're planning to leave where we currently are in Northern Ohio after the 4th of July
yeah,
holiday weekend.
Sometime after the 4th of July.
And we haven't really put our route all together.
No.
But
I haven't even started yet. Oh, I better start doing something.
Yeah, we were thinking about driving up into the UP of Michigan
uh-huh.
and over to Wisconsin, down to Door County,
yeah.
and then up to North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Theodore Roosevelt National Park, Glacier National Park.
But you're also talking about going that way through Colorado.
Maybe going to Colorado.
So we got to really look at it and figure it out and
mm-hmm.
see what's available and see what's a good route, you know?
Right. Because we try to go through Colorado when we're out in Utah
yeah.
and Moab, and the weather changed.
Yeah, we couldn't. We were too early.
Yeah, it was a lot of snow.
Oh.
And you just can't take I-70 through Colorado with an RV with iffy weather.
No, you cannot.
That is not a good thing.
With snow, forget it.
Yeah. And they have what they call tread laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to put chains on your tires at
yeah, but,
a moment's notice.
Right. But when we were heading to Colorado and going to go through, the 10-day forecast, it was fine. It was dry.
I remember that.
And we got to our first stop, and right after that, all hell broke loose. It changed.
I swear to God, the minute we drove into Colorado, the weather purposely changed.
Yeah.
It was malicious.
I know.
You know, we started looking up north. It's like, oh my gosh, what's
yeah.
this? You know?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I remember that one day it started snowing.
Yeah.
And you were about ready to have kittens.
I know. And we weren't even up in the mountains yet.
No.
And, you know, but I was so looking forward to going up through there. I didn't mind if it would have been cold,
mm-hmm.
just no snow.
Yeah.
Not driving down those mountain roads in this.
So we always say plan ahead and
yeah.
keep an eye on the weather as much as you possibly can. And I mean to tell you, check the weather. You almost have to check the weather hourly. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are our five reasons that we continue to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it's also really a lot of fun to just share our experiences
yes,
with you.
It is.
There's a lot of people who kind of live through us.
Yes,
who,
they can't do this.
Yeah,
but,
they can't do this. They can't travel.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they have some health issues.
Right.
And it's great to be able to show them some cool pictures
yeah.
and videos and just kind of show them what this country is all about.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, also, want to invite you to come see us at the Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's going to be on June 28th.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. It's
mm-hmm.
a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about our travel adventures and taking your questions. And there's a lot that we're going to do on stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just completed a video that we're going to show at the beginning of the show.
Oh, great.
And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Best of all, it's free of charge.
Yes.
But you need reservations.
Right. And they serve dinner.
And drinks.
Oh, yes, of course, and drinks.
And that link is in the description below. If you want to click on it and get your reservations, we'd really appreciate it.
It's such a fun place because it's right on the river.
Mm-hmm.
The freighters come through.
Yeah, they do.
Boats go through. It's kind of nice. You're sitting in the audience. You can see it behind us. You can
right.
see all the boats.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of fun.
It is a great place.
Yeah.
On the Cuyahoga River.
Uh-huh.
The Music Box Supper Club. Like yeah. I say, tickets are going fast. So, you know, whatever you do, if you want to come along, get yourself those reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to meeting you.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's all brought to you by General RV. They're going to have an RV or two there.
Yep.
The Muskegon Watershed Conservancy District. We have camped with them.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Also, our show and the Rocking the RV Life podcast is presented in partnership with Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer Newspaper.
Yep.
Well, that's it for another week. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you in the comments below. How do you feel about RVing? It's not like we have a lot of people telling us, oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, right.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.